أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قيل لكم تفسحوا في المجالس فافسحوا يفسح الله لكم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما رواه الإمام المسلم في صحيحه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم جماعة المسلمين in a country and especially in a town where we are bombarded every day with bad news. In a country, and especially in a town, where we are bombarded every day with sad stories, I would like to convey to you and relate to you a happy story. And a story that probably many of you are now familiar with. The story of the uncle who returned from Hajj and found that the community had literally built him another house. But a Muhammad, Fani Perl, Fani Bueland. And I was just thinking to myself, how when we make the niyyah to do good, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the causes for us to do that good. And so I began today's Jumu'ah khutbah with a very simple, when I say simple, in terms of the command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us with. A very simple act, a very simple deed. وَلَكِنَّهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ But that which we consider to be simple and mundane is huge and great by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the command in Surah Al-Mujadala, verse number 11, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O those of you who believe, إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَفْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ If it is said to you, make way. Where? فِي الْمَجَالِسِ In other words, you come into a gathering and the room, or even into the masjid is full. And it requires for us who are sitting just to make a little bit of space for the other person also to find a seat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh, those of you who believe. If it is said to you, تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ Make way, make place. تَفَسَّحُوا If it is said to you, make place in the sittings, فَفْسَحُوا Then make place. يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ Allah will make place for you. Now we might just read past these verses and think, you know, let's move on to something greater. Whereas يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ The ulama, the mufassirun, they reflect on this ayah and they say, and it doesn't require much effort. You don't require any material possession or much physical effort in order to make place for another Muslim. Yet with that simple deed, with that simple good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expand for you. The Mufassirun, they say, يُوَسِّعْ عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allah will expand for you. Allah will make place for you, materially, physically, spiritually, in this life and more importantly in the next. With such a simple deed. And I think of Hajj, you know, when you go into the haram and it's so full. And you as the person that's looking for the place, or even as the person that has the place, how Allah tests us with each other. Allahu Akbar. And in fact, not that I'm taking advantage, but when I'm looking for a place, then I recite this verse. In the hope that inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put it into somebody's heart, that they might make a place for me. And subhanallah, it comes from Allah. And they make a place. And we do it with a smile. We don't barge in. We do it with a smile. We do it with rifq. We do it with gentleness, with lean. We do it with softness. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَّصْبِرُونَ وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 20, a verse which I often repeat in this masjid, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the second half of the verse, and indeed Allah has made some of you a trial for others. Allah has made some of you a trial for others. And this is all the time. Some of us are being tested with some of us all the time. Everywhere you go in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us with each other. Allah then asks, "Atasbirun?" Won't you persevere with one another? وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. And your Lord is ever watchful. Allah is watching us to see how we are reacting. When my brother needs a little place to sit, how am I going to react? And these small deeds, what we consider to be small, عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٍ, are great deeds in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the ayah that I read out at the beginning of this khutbah. Then the hadith, which is in Sahih Muslim, where our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he goes even one step further. In terms of simplicity, in terms of ease of a good deed, and how great it is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طليق. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in his hadith, and do not belittle any good that you can do. Don't belittle any good that you can do, even if it is to meet your brother, brother to brother, or to meet your sister, sister to sister, with a nice face. With a nice face. And we're going to come back to that hadith, inshallah ta'ala. But the story, in fact, when I was doing some research on this hadith, I found a beautiful article. And the first story that appeared at the top was about a so-called caretaker of Masjid al-Nabawi, of the Masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Her name was Ummu Mihjan. Ummu Mihjan. Imra'atun Sauda. It says in the hadith that she was a black woman. And kanat kharqa. Kharqa meaning hamqa, that she was mentally challenged. So she couldn't do anything else. So her job was literally to sweep out Masjid al-Nabawi. Ummu Mihjan. A person that the people really didn't take much note of. The people didn't really take much note of. But when she passed away, the Sahaba, they organized for her to be washed and they buried her, or they made Salat al-Janazah on her, and then they buried her in the maqbara of the Muslimin. Then the Prophet ﷺ was looking for her, because if the people might not have noticed her, certainly the Messenger of Allah, rahmatan lil alameen, he who was sent to all the worlds as a mercy, he indeed had noticed her. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when she was missing, he asked the Sahaba about her, and the Sahaba said that she had passed away. So he said to them, Dalluni ala qabriha, show me where you buried her. Show me where you buried her. And so the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, may Allah be pleased with all of them, ameen. They took the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the place where they had buried Umm Mihjan. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood by her qabr and he made salat al-janaza on her. Radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anha. May Allah be pleased with her and grant her Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. What did she do? Was she the secretary of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or was she a rich woman? Was she a woman of great stature? Was she a woman of great influence? No. She was a so-called caretaker of the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here we have Buddha Muhammad in Pal, also a caretaker of the masjid, who for many years had been making dua to go on Hajj. And alhamdulillah, we know that du'as, when they are made sincerely, they are answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And your Lord has said, pray to me and I will answer your prayers. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. In fact, we had a khutbah, I think it was some time before Hajj, where we spoke about the power of dua. So I'm not going to repeat that khutbah here today. But how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبَ الدَّعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَى. That if they ask you about me, O Muhammad, then he doesn't say فَقُلْ. Like with all the other times when Allah says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ, they ask you about such and such, tell them, قُلْ. Except in this verse, if they ask you about me, they not tell them I'm near. Why? Because there's no intermediary when it comes to dua. He says, indeed, I am near. I answer the prayer of the one who is praying. What does the Prophet ﷺ say? Udu'u rabbukum wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. Make dua to your Lord, pray to your Lord, and be assured of his answer. Inna rabbukum hayyun kareem. Allah, one of my most favorite ahadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Indeed, your Lord, hayyun kareem. Your Lord is shy and most generous. Allah, shy? يستحي إذا رأى عبده يرفع يديه أن يردهما صفرا خائبتين. Indeed, your Lord, says our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is shy and he's most generous. How is he shy? He is shy that when he sees his servant raising up his hands in dua to return those hands empty-handed and disappointed. Be mindful of that when you are lifting up your hands to Allah and asking. But also we need to put forward that we are striving and struggling on the path of obedience to Allah. It's no use that a person is living in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their clothing is haram as it comes in the hadith. Their food is haram, their drink is haram. At the end of the hadith, the Prophet says, "Anna yustajabala." How is that person's dua going to be answered? So there has to be effort. We must be making effort in the path of Allah, making dua to Allah, having certainty and yaqeen that indeed we'll have the answer from Allah. And so for a number of years, Buddha Muhammad, the caretaker of the masjid in Pal, he made dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his dua. And subhanAllah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him with the community and tested the community with him. And I'm not just saying the community of Pal, but the broader community. Locally, nationally, and even internationally. Subhanallah. Because there was an individual that had wanted to help him. He was a sponsored haji. Half of his hajj was sponsored. And somebody else was going to sponsor the other half. But he came into some financial difficulty. And he apologized and said, I cannot help you. This is now a few weeks before his departure. Then somebody spoke to somebody. You know, subhanAllah. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. Nobody knows the soldiers of Allah except him. And eventually that person spoke to somebody who spoke to somebody in Malaysia. And that person sponsored the other half of what was needed for him to go and perform his Hajj. And so off Buta Muhammad went. Muhammad. MashaAllah, what a beautiful name. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. And so Buta Muhammad, about a week before he was about to depart, a brother who didn't want me to mention his name, but he's on the TV anyway and on social media, so I'm going to mention his name. What a beautiful brother, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make more of such brothers. Brother Adam Murat, an Ipero of an Ibuoland. Mashallah, lovely brother. In fact, the brother of the Imam of the Masjid, Sheikh Zarir Murat, this is his brother Adam. He was doing a favor for the agent, Brother Yusuf from Rasul's, to go and get the money from the Hujjaj to exchange it into dollars. And there were two particular families from this area in Pal that were going on Hajj. The one family had money to exchange, but he knew that Buta Muhammad didn't have any money to exchange. But yet he felt in his heart that, look, I'm going to visit the one family. Let me go and check on Buta Muhammad and also just give him his itinerary. He just used that as an excuse to go and visit Buta Muhammad, just to give him his itinerary, that he'll be leaving at such and such a time on such and such a day, and this is how I'll be flying and we'll be going to, etc., etc. The itinerary, the physical itinerary, the logistical itinerary. And so after he had visited the one family, and mashallah, he said at the one family's house, the tafels, mashallah, was gedek, and immense, kom keir, and kom groet, and mashallah, they were having a wonderful time. And he said it started to rain. And when he got to Buta Muhammad's house, he said it was coming down in buckets. And he wanted to go inside, and Buta Muhammad kept sort of trying to avoid him from coming into the house. But he insisted, Buta Muhammad, I need to show you the itinerary and what have you. And so eventually Buta Muhammad allowed him into the house, and there he saw what he saw. Where literally the water was pouring in through the roof. In buckets, to be caught in buckets. He said he was standing there. Wallahi, it khail. He said he was standing. He said, my tekis was not sheikh, my tekis was not ikstaan in a pool van water. And the furniture was stacked on top of each other. Why? Because of all the water in the house. And the roof was being held up. Part of the roof was being held up by a broomstick. And nobody knew about this. Because Buta Muhammad had never complained to anybody. Had never told anybody about his situation. And so he decided, he made an intention to see what he could do when Buta Muhammad goes away, in terms of maybe just even repairing the roof. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Never belittle any good that you can do. How did it start? Just with the niyyah to visit another haji, even though he didn't need anything from that haji, even though he didn't need to transact with that haji. But why? Is another brother going on hajj? Let me go see how he's doing. It started with that simple good deed. That simple good deed to go and visit another brother. Allahu Akbar. Not for any maslaha, not for any interest, not for any favor. Like that hadith, authentic hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when there was a man on his way to visit a brother for the sake of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel to him. This is in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sent an angel to him to try him, to test him. He said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to visit fulan, so and so. He said, is it because you have something that you want to get from him, a favor, something to that effect? And he said, no, I'm going to visit him purely for the sake of Allah, because I love him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, indeed, I am a messenger from your Lord to inform you that Allah loves you for loving him for his sake, and that Allah has guaranteed you the Jannah. Just going to visit somebody for the sake of Allah. The day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Ayn al-mutahabuna bi jalali? Ayn al-mutasawaruna fi jalali? Ayn al-mutajalisuna bi jalali? اليوم أظلهم تحت ظلي يوم لا ظل إلا ظلي.
Can you imagine on the day of Qiyamah, Allah is going to call out, where are those who have loved each other for my sake? Where are those who have visited each other for my sake? Where are those who have sat in each other's company for my sake? On this day I will put them in my shade, on the day when there is no shade except my shade. Allah.
Now we've lost the essence of what it means to be a Muslim. We just concentrate on the quantity of our ibadah and khalas, intaha al-amr. Instead of seeing what are the fruits that we are supposed to be harvesting from that ibadah, what are the gems and the diamonds that we're supposed to be mining from that ibadah in the way that we treat one another, in the way that we are towards each other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Ameen. So, Buta Muhammad eventually, alhamdulillah, he's got his Hajj ticket and off he goes on his Hajj. And he's so worried. He's so worried to leave his family in this condition. And I know that when I was on Hajj now, how many times my wife told me how it was storming here in Cape Town. So much so that our dams in the Western Cape reached an average level of about 81 or 82%. So I can just imagine how it was raining here whilst the Hujjaj were performing their Hajj. So Muhammad's away and he's worried. But he's the guest of Allah. Al-Hujjaj wal-Ummar waftullahi ta'ala in da'awhu ajabahum. Wain sa'aluhu a'tahum. Wain istaghfiru ghafarallahu. The people performing Hajj and Umrah, they are the honored and noble delegation of Allah. If they pray to Allah, Allah answers their prayers. If they request from Allah, Allah grants their requests. And if they seek His forgiveness, He forgives them. Sometimes we just concentrate on the third one, you know, that alhamdulillah, we're going to Arafah, we're going to be forgiven. But these are the three promises that Allah has given to the Hujjaj and the Umar. So Buta Muhammad had made dua. Buta Muhammad had put his trust in Allah. Buta Muhammad had surrendered all his affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and off he went to perform his Hajj. In the meanwhile, Brother Adam and Brother Yusuf put their heads together and they had a chat of all the Hujjaj and the Mu'tamireen for the last 5 or 6 years. They had this sort of communal chat. And the idea was put forward, can we see what we can put together just to maybe repair the roof of Buta Muhammad? And the roof went into the walls and the walls went into the furniture. And the furniture went into the batskama, and mashallah, tabarakallah. They rebuilt his entire house. In fact, there was a time they had started dismantling. Look at this. Innamal a'malu binniyat. Wa innama likulli imri'in ma nawa. Don't doubt that for 1 second. Take it at the quantum level. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, innama, without any exception, actions are with intentions and everybody will get what they intend. You know, sometimes we translate it as, and everybody will be rewarded according to what they've intended. No, that's something, that's hada ziyada. The word reward doesn't appear there. No, actions are with intentions and everybody will get what they intend. When they decided they were going to rebuild the whole house, they didn't even have the money, but the niyyah was there. So they took down the entire house and then they started seeing as the money was coming in. And they started getting worried because, you know, this is how Allah tests us. Are you relying on yourself? Are you relying on your ingenuity? Are you relying on your resources? Or are you turning to Allah, the creator of everything in the heavens and on earth from nothing? Jalla fi ula. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Indeed Allah, He is the sustainer with great might and power. None but He, جَلَّ فِي عُلَى. So Allah tested them, but then they turned to Allah. And Allah tested them, and they turned to Allah. And Allah tested them, and they turned to Allah. And alhamdulillah, they were able to fulfill that which they had intended, that was to rebuild His entire house for Him. And not, when you think of a house, maybe you're thinking of like a three-bedroom brick structure. No, it was, he was living in a Wendy house. And basically they rebuilt it with new tech board and furniture and bathroom and everything, mashallah, tabarakallah. He told me it cost them, they raised, alhamdulillah, about 140,000 rand. they raised in order to rebuild his house. And subhanAllah, when he came home, it was a complete surprise for him. And the joy and the happiness, Allah, you know, something that also we don't understand the greatness thereof. To enter happiness into the heart of a believer. إِدْخَالَ السُّرُورِ عَلَى قَلْبِ مُؤْمِنِ قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. This is a hadith narrated by Imam al-Bayhaqi. إِنَّ مِنْ أَحَبِّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِدْخَالَ السُّرُورِ عَلَى قَلْبِ الْمُؤْمِنِ أَنْ يُفَرِّجَ عَنْهُ غَمًّا أَوْ يَقْضِي عَنْهُ دَيْنًا أَوْ يُطْعِمَهُ مِنْ جُوعٍ. He says, of the most beloved actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to enter happiness into the heart of a believer. To either remove from him a worry or anxiety. Just to remove a element of sadness or worry or anxiety within them. Or to pay a debt that they are owing. Or to remove a hunger that has beset them. In the narration narrated by Imam al-Tabarani, كَسَوْتَ عَوْرَتَهُ, you cover his awrah. أَشْبَعْتَ جَوَعَتَهُ, you fulfill his hunger. أَوْ قَضَيْتَ حَاجَتَهُ, or you fulfill his need. لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا. Never belittle any good that you can do. Very sadly, you know, after all this happiness, and especially for the family of Buddha Muhammad, in fact, if I look at another hadith, and this is also narrated by Imam al-Tabarani, عن عائشة رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنها, من أدخل على أهل بيت من المسلمين سرورا لم يرضى الله ثوابا دون الجنة. That whoever enters happiness into the house of the Muslimin, into a house from amongst the Muslimin, whoever enters happiness into that house, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased to give any reward less than Jannah to that person who enters that happiness into that house of the Muslimin. وَأَنْ أَنَسٍ مَنْ لَقِيَ أَخَاهُ مُسْلِمٍ بِمَا يُحِبُّ لِيَسُرَّهُ سَرَّهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And the hadith also mentioned by Imam al-Tabarani, عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عن, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever meets his fellow Muslim with something that they love to make them happy, Allah will make that person happy on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. هذا هو الإسلام. This is Islam. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. You do not have faith, says our beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, until you love for your brother or your sister what you love for yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the true believers. Ameen. So coming back to this belittling, never belittle any good. After all this happiness, after all this joy, a brother, may Allah guide him from over the waters, I won't say where he came from, because mashallah, this thing went viral. It was even published by Ilm Feed, which is an organization in England. It was shown on ITV. It was even shown on ETV. And it wasn't the people who did it that went to the press or went to the media. In fact, it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who went to them and took that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had caused them to do, to share it with the world in order that we should be inspired to do the like bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا. You know, the soldiers of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses us as soldiers that we don't even know that we are the soldiers of Allah. But yet Allah is using us as His soldiers. And the more you are conscious of that, and the more you appeal to Allah to use you for the benefit of the Muslimin and for the benefit of mankind, Allah will make you one of His soldiers. Allah make us of His soldiers. Ameen. So a brother over the waters, he heard about this and he said, appreciative, but people never used to it. Because it was money that was donated, would have been better to give houses to the homeless. This man had a house. And in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they never used to renovate houses. Waar komt die man vandaan? Ik vraag wie is die ou? You know, sometimes, wallah, I really wonder what
And so I was speaking to Brother Adam about this brother who sent him this message, and I said, you know, subhanAllah, and the first thing that came to mind is, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا.
First of all, how does he know that houses were not renovated in the time of the Prophet ﷺ? If you know anything about mud buildings, and I've seen mud buildings in Hadramaut, in Yemen, in Shibam, in Sayyun, you know, when it rains, and when it rains in the desert, it comes down literally in buckets. They have flash floods. So much so that the mud buildings get damaged and they have to be repaired afterwards with new mud. They basically, they call it in England, they call it cob. It's mud and hay and some other materials that they put together. And they sun dry them as bricks. And then they plaster them afterwards. And if they can afford, which is something that is far newer than in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they whitewash them with lime. But whitewashing with lime wasn't available in the time of the Prophet ﷺ. So who? And the stories about when a fire broke out and many of the houses were damaged in Madinatul Munawwara. Did they not renovate those houses? So I don't know what this brother is talking about. Here we have a situation where there is a need. I mean, here the whole topic is about don't belittle any good. Even if it is to meet your brother with a good face. Even if it is to move a worry or anxiety or to fulfill a need. مَنْ نَفَّسَ عَنْ مُؤْمِنٍ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرُبِ يَوْمِ مِنْ كُرُبِ الدُّنْيَا نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرُبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Whoever relieves a believer of any difficulty. Here the man's roof is fraught. It's about to cave in. The man's roof is about to cave in. He's living, when it rains, there's pool puddles of water in his lounge and in his bedroom. You're telling me this is not a cause for doing good and fulfilling a need? Whoever relieves a difficulty from a believer of the difficulties of the dunya, Allah will relieve a difficulty for them on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. We've lost our understanding. We've lost our, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Ameen. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, never belittle any good that you can do. If it comes into your heart to do some good, no matter how small, do it. Wallahi, you will be astonished to see what will come of it, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. There's some other stories here, like the woman in the time of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was a miskina, a poor woman, and she came to Sayyidah Aisha, and Sayyidah Aisha gave her three dates. Look at this. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anha gave this poor woman three dates. She had two children with her. She gave each child a date, and she was about to put the third date in her mouth when she stopped and she split the date into two, and she gave the other date, she shared it amongst those same two children. So Sayyidah Aisha told the story to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَوْجَبَ بِهَا الْجَنَّةِ أَوْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعْتَقَهَا بِهَا مِنَ النَّارِ. So he said to Sayyidah Aisha that with that one date, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed her entry into the Jannah. Or with that one date, Allah has saved her from the torment of the hellfire. And that is why we have that famous hadith, تَقُوا النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشَقِّ التَّمْرَى. Shield yourselves from the fire, even if it is with half a date. Even if it is giving away half a date. How can we belittle this, such a great deed what they have done for Buddha Muhammad, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide that brother over the waters and grant him understanding. Ameen. Even the Mumisa, a famous hadith which we all know about. Al-Mumisa, the prostitute that came by the dog that was almost dying of thirst, and she took her veil and she lowered her shoe into the well and she lifted up her shoe and she gave water to the dog. And so what did the Prophet ﷺ say about her? فَنَزَعَتْ لَهُ مِنَ الْمَاءِ فَغُفِرَ لَهَا بِذَلِكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her that great sin, that great cardinal sin of adultery. Allah forgave her just by giving water to a dog. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. I'll end with this hadith, Jamaat al-Muslimin. This basically sums it up. The hadith of Abu Tamima Al-Hujaymi and Ibn Hajr al-Asqalani, he says that this hadith is sahih. سألت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن المعروف فقال I asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about good, about doing good. So he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Don't belittle any good that you can do. ولو أن تؤتي سلة الحبل ولو أن تؤتي شسع النعل ولو أن تنزع من دلوك في إناء المستسقي ولو أن تنحي شيئا من الطريق الناس يؤذيهم ولو أن تلقى أخاك ووجهك إليه منطلق ولو أن تلقى أخاك فتسلم عليه ولو أن تؤنس الوحشان في الأرض أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, tell me about good that I can do, O Messenger of Allah. So the Prophet said, don't belittle any good that you can do. Any good that you can do, don't belittle it. Do it. Even if it means giving a person a piece of string. Maybe they need to tie something up. They're looking for a piece of string. Go and find that piece of string and give it to them. Or even if it means giving somebody a shoelace. Or even if it means pouring water for somebody. Or even if it means removing something detrimental from the road. Or even if it means meeting your brother with a nice face, brother to brother, sister to sister. Or even if it means greeting your brother. Or even if it means accompanying a person that is lonely. Again, brother to brother, sister to sister. Can Allah, please. So, Jamaatul Muslimin, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the good doers. I hope you've got a better understanding of what it means to do good. I start with myself. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ For indeed Allah will never ever let the good deeds of the good doers go unrewarded. And with that, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward the people that, mashallah, by the grace and mercy of Allah, sent Brother Muhammad on his Hajj and, mashallah, gave him a new home on his return, entered happiness into his heart, entered happiness into the heart of his family. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them all happy on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to be inspired by these good deeds, that inshallah ta'ala we might look out for those who are also in need. We might look out for those who also require some relief from their worry and from their anxiety and for their needs to be fulfilled. Man kana fi hajati akhihi, kana Allahu fi hajatihi. Whoever is in the fulfilling of the need of their brother or sister, indeed Allah will fulfill all their needs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to all that which is pleasing to Him and keep us from all that which is displeasing to Him. Jamaatul Muslimin, we're also going to make dua for Imam Ahmad Moses. I believe he was Imam here for a time. He passed away yesterday. It was his janazah today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal all of our sick. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala envelop all our deceased with His mercy. And may Allah raise us all up on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah under the flag of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be entered fi jannatin na'im wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تركنن إلى القصور الفاخرة واذكر عظامك حين تمسي ناخرة وإذا رأيت زخارف الدنيا فقل يا رب إن العيش عيش الآخرة وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الظلم وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس الأقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قيل لكم تفسحوا في المجالس فافسحوا يفسح الله لكم صدق الله العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما رواه الإمام مسلم في صحيحه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق فيا أخوة الأفاضل إننا في هذه الأيام نجد أن المسلمين قد أصيبوا بمصائب لا تحصى تكاد ألا تحصى ولا تعد فعلينا بمساعدتهم أن نقضي حوائجهم بإذن الله تعالى فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من نفس عن مؤمن كربة من كرب الدنيا نفس الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة وقال أيضا صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه من كان في حاجة أخيه كان الله في حاجته أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بالتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته. فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله. من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلب محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافة الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام في حلب وحمص ومعارة النعمان. اللهم انصر إخواننا في العراق وفي أفغانستان وفي اليمن وفي ليبيا وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة. قام الله دام ما دامت السماوات والأرض. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو، اعتدلوا، تراصوا، سد الخلل، سو صفوفكم، فإن التسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. Heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps. Please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off. الله أكبر. مني وجهي حنيفا مسلما وما أنا من المشركين. إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين، أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر ها إلا الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم أنت السلام